Now, from the Center for Common Sense Counseling, here's Roland Trujillo.
My name is Roland. I'm your host for this program, which is called Talk to a Pastor. Welcome. This program has evolved over the years. I began 23 years ago. At that time, it was called Common Sense. And this program still is Common Sense, but Common Sense with a spiritual twist to it. Now let's talk about some very important things today, shall we? Let's talk about some important things. See, life, you know, what did they say? You're not supposed to talk about what? Politics and religion, you know, at a dinner party or something. But what could be more important than talking about religion? That's the most important. That's the thing that's missing from our lives, you know. That's the thing that's missing. And the more it's missing, the more we have to deny that it's missing because we feel uneasy about the fact that it's missing. We know that it's missing. Now, let's talk about religion. What is religion? It's a relationship between a soul and its maker. It's that simple. And so you have to understand that. If your life is not going very well, if you have mental problems, if you have emotional problems, if you have relationship problems, then the reason is that you are disconnected from your Creator. You're disconnected from God. And that is just as true of many so-called Christians who go to church or who study religion or something like that. That doesn't mean that church is a bad thing. I'm not saying that. And I'm not saying that studying, reading the Bible or something is not okay. But what I'm saying is you have to have both. You have to have both the outward appearance, but you have to have the inward thing. Because remember Christ? Remember how he always railed against the Pharisees? How he said that when we pray, we're not supposed to be praying for other people to see us praying, but we should pray, go in our room, into our closet, he said, and close the door and pray quietly to God. What he meant was that there's an outward appearance, see, a pretense of religion, which is not the real thing. But it causes a great deal of confusion because we see people who act the part of Christian, who act a part of a good person, and so we're impressed by that. We follow them, we believe them, but then we discover that it was a pretense, or we discover that yes, they were decent enough, but something was still missing. So what you're going to have to see, ladies and gentlemen, is that you're going to have to find God on your own. Rely on other people. Don't look for a middleman or a middlewoman to help you. Christ already was the one. He's the one who was the middle man, if you will. He's the leader. He's the one to look to. But not to somebody else. Not to someone with feet of clay. No matter how nice robes they have on and how many crosses they have around their neck or how many verses they've memorized. You have to look to directly to God. Now, how do you look directly to God? It's very simple. God is everywhere, you know. Have you ever heard that? He's omnipresent. God is everywhere. But where he is for you, where you want to find him, is in your innermost being. You have to look within. And I can actually tell you how to start to get in touch with God. I can tell you how to do that. No, I'm not going to be your middleman, but I'm just going to get you kick-started, and then you find God yourself.
Hello, this is Roland. Highlights from selected Common Sense programs are available at our website, commonsensecounseling.org. Click on Streaming Audio and you'll find programs by topic in Real Player or Windows Media format. Plus, listen to my lecture on how to stop hurting those you love, and find links to all five of my blogs. It's all at commonsensecounseling.org.
My name is Roland. I'm a pastor. Yes, I'm a pastor. But I'm not a pastor with a big church. I'm not going to lay some trip on you or some dogma on you. I'm just trying to help you to wake up. I'm trying to help you to wake up so you can find your Creator and solve all the problems, all your problems. Your problems are because you are disconnected from your source, from the true source of life. That's what happened to Adam in the Garden of Eden, you know. He was so close to God, he could have been perpetually renewed every day, refreshed and renewed every day. You know how when at night you're very tired and you go to bed, you're tired and you sleep, and in the morning you wake up refreshed? Well, it's something like that. He could have lived forever, renewed and refreshed every day. But instead, what did he do? He reached for the forbidden fruit. He reached for what God told him not to. He disobeyed, and so he got cut off. See, God's will is very important. They asked Jesus, how to teach us to pray. He said, okay, what you do is you say, our Father, who are in heaven, our Father who's in heaven, hallowed be thy name. In other words, your name is holy. Let your name be holy. Our eternal Creator, we adore thee. We worship thee. And your name is holy. Then what's the next thing? Thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. See, thy will, that's very important. We're asking God that his will be done. We want his will to be done. We want him to enter our life, and we want to do his will, and for him to have his way with us. We want his will to be done. See how important that is? So now can you see how Adam messed up? God was very... You could say he was easygoing with Adam and Eve. He was easygoing. He said, hey, we've got this beautiful paradise here. You can have anything. Everything here is yours. Have whatever you want. Enjoy. Enjoy. But there's one thing. It's just there's one tree there I don't want you to eat of. I don't want you to eat of the tree of the knowledge of good and evil. That's all. That's my only instruction to you. But Eve listened to the serpent. See? Who whispered in her ear, and then Adam listened to his wife, and so he disobeyed God's instruction. He disobeyed God's will. So you see how, you know, have you gone to work different places and they have different rules and regulations? See, we have fallen under the law. Now you have so many rules and regulations, traffic laws and rules and recycling rules and rules for this and regulations for that, and you go to work and there's regulations. Everything is regulations. See, building codes, and everywhere you turn, every aspect of your life is regulated by laws and regulations. Have you ever wondered why we have become subject to those? It's because we defected from God. We've been subject to him. See, He's like a good father with a twinkle in his eye. You know how a good father is kind of easygoing and easy to be around, kind of fun, kind of solid and kind of quiet, kind of nice. It's nice being around a good man, good father. But father does have certain very simple but important rules, see, like, you know, don't go out after 10 at night. Don't go with that person over there. He's no good for you. And maybe we'll say grace at dinner. See, very simple. Very, very simple. Not very many. Not a lot of rules, just a few. If you obey those few very simple rules, then you're in your Father's good graces. See? Well, it's the same with Adam. God was easygoing, if you will. And even today, God is still that way. What do we have? What does He require of us? They asked Jesus, what is required? What's the law? And He said, love God with all your heart, mind, soul, and strength, and love your neighbor as yourself. See how easy that is? So love God and don't hate other people. Don't resent other people. Don't judge them. Don't be impatient with them. See how simple that is? That's all He asks. See, so thy will be done. It's very important. So what has happened then? The whole human race, Adam, fell away from God, and then he began to die. He lost the renewal of life every day. So all he had was a limited amount of life force, élan vital, as they call it in French. He began to lose that. It ebbed away every day, and before you know it, he was ready to die. And maybe he had a couple of kids before he died, and that's what we inherit. We have a certain amount of life force. We have a couple of kids to replace our bodies, replacement beings to replace us, and then we die. See, that's what we inherit. But a lot of us sense that there has to be more than life. There has to be more. We'd like to get back to what Adam had before it was all lost. Well, such a thing is possible. That's what Christ came for. He came to save us from the law. Came to save us from the regulations, from the rules, from the policies, from the dogmas, from the restrictions, from all the heavy-handed, authority and tyranny upon earth. Everywhere you go, there's tyranny. He came to save us from that. And so if you follow Him, see, what He requires of you is not so grievous. He wants you to have a good time and enjoy yourself, but there's just a couple of little things that He wants you to do, because that's what His Father's will is, and Christ always did His Father's will, and He would like you to do His will, which is also His Father's will, is love God and don't resent other people. Okay, is that simple or what? And then, of course, but how about all the little intricacies of daily life? Now, here we're going to get into something really good. How about all the little intricacies of daily life, all the little moments with your wife, with your kids, with other people? Those little magic moments, those little golden moments when, you know, if you say the right thing, it's good, and if you say the wrong thing, which is what we usually do, we usually mess the moments up. See, how about all those? How are you going to know what to do? Well, some people will say, well, you have to study the Bible, you have to study this, you have to study that. No, how do you know? Well, you do what you know in your heart is right. You check with your conscience what you know in your heart. You wait and see what it might have you to do. Maybe something will just come out for you to say, and maybe it won't. Just follow what you know in your heart on a moment-by-moment basis. And you'll be very close to God that way. I'll be right back. Hello, this is Roland. One of the exciting things about the internet is there's such a thing as online counseling. They call it e-counseling, or counseling online. It's fast, affordable, and convenient. And I've taken it to a whole new level, online counseling with a pastor. Have you ever wanted to talk to a pastor? Do you have a question you'd like to ask a pastor, but you don't want the pastor to know who you are? Do you have issues? Mental health issues, emotional issues, family issues, relationship issues? And somehow you know deep down in your heart that there's a spiritual component to them? Somehow you know that psychology is nice, support groups are nice, theory is nice, but you'd like to talk to a pastor? Well, now you can. You can ask me a question by live chat, in other words, texting. You know, where you type a question and I answer, and then we have a dialogue back and forth using the keypad. You ask the question and I respond immediately. with feedback, and then you give me feedback, and so on and so forth. It's like a texting conversation with a counselor. You can even text me from your Android or BlackBerry, your mobile device, you know. You can also talk to me by phone. You don't have to travel anywhere. You don't have to wait. You don't have to spend any gas. You save a lot of money, and you get solution strategies right away from the convenience of your home or office. To find out more, go to dearpastor.tk. It's surprisingly affordable, where most counselors charge $60 to $100 or more an hour or have lengthy, expensive intake. With me, you can be talking to me right away. In fact, often within 5 minutes, our dialogue is already opening up avenues for strategies for solutions. If you want more information about pastoral counseling online, right from the convenience of your home or office, go to dearpastor.tk. I look forward to hearing from you. The program is Talk to a Pastor. Yes, if you want to find out about my website, talktoapastor.org is just fine. Talktoapastor.org. www.talktoapastor.org is fine. Or would you like to go to our 24/7 self-help resource center? Okay, then that's easy. Just go www.commonsensecounseling.org. www.commonsensecounseling.org. Now, I was saying, that we suffer from a disconnect from God. That's why, see, we respond to the outside, and we become subject to the outside. See? Adam listened to his wife, and he became subject to his wife. You take drugs, you become addicted and dependent on drugs. See? If your father has a simple, very simple rule, and remember when you were a teenager, maybe your dad was not perfect, but he was halfway decent. He did say some things that were right. So he said, hey, don't go out with those guys, but you did anyway, you disobeyed him. So what happens? Then you're no longer in your father's good graces. Now you have to cling to your friends, become dependent upon them for assurance and reassurance. See how that works? That's why we're dependent on authorities, dependent on experts. See, all the experts, all the various experts in the world, all the psychologists and psychiatrists and all the medical practitioners and all the lawyers and the judges and the police and all those types, see? Not that there's anything wrong, they have a very useful purpose. They are needed. They are needed because we as a people and we as individuals don't do what we know is right in our heart. We don't follow our intuition, so we've lost touch with our wisdom, which comes from God. So we're not wise, instead we're foolish. We make mistakes, and not only that, but we're rebellious and naughty, so we do bad things. So somebody has to be there to control us. Okay, so that's the way it is. See, God does not leave us without. See, he can't. See, everything in the universe has its place, everything in nature. See, if you look at nature, nature has to obey laws. The laws of nature, the laws of math, the laws of physics, the laws of chemistry. There's no loose cannon. And so human beings, have you ever wondered why human beings become drug addicts and criminals and get all messed up? You don't see deer as drug addicts, or you don't see alcoholic raccoons. Why is that? It's because we have defected from our proper authority. No wonder we become destabilized and, anxious and out of control. We have been separated from our proper authority. So now what you need to do is to refine that authority. Hello. Some of you have been listening for a while and like where I'm coming from. You recognize the truth and are willing to admit you've made some mistakes.
The next step is to make some positive changes in your life. A good place to start is with the meditation exercise. Most of us are too lost in our thinking. We plan, worry, and scheme. Then we act emotionally and usually make things worse. Instead of worrying and scheming, why not spend the time learning to be still and find the wisdom and a proper energy to move with? In other words, why not request our meditation exercise? It will help you get out of fixating on problems and negative thinking. To request a copy of the meditation exercise, write, call, or email us. Or just pay us a visit at commonsensecounseling.org. You'll be glad you did. Yes, ladies and gentlemen, as I was saying, you will find your Creator, His way, His will, His wisdom, and His peace of mind, His peace. Peace of God and peace from God. You will know those if you learn to go within. You have to become still. You have to learn to become still so that your soul can become subject to your Creator. Your soul must become still. Now your soul is lost in your rabid thoughts. Yes, your rabid thoughts. Planning, daydreaming, scheming, reminiscing. Planning for the future and rehearsing the past and scheming. See, all of that. Plus your imagination. Plus voices that talk to you. Yeah, you think it's your own conscience. You think it's you talking. It's always egging you on. You know, go for the gusto. You deserve it. You know, or it's putting you down. You're no good. The world hates. God hates you. There's no hope for you, blah, blah, blah. It's always there. See? Well, how do you think that voice got in? See, it was outside. It was in the Garden of Eden. It was outside, and it got inside when Adam and Eve defected from the Creator. And now that voice is in all the foolish people of the world that are egging you on or tempting you. See, it's temptation. It's almost like 24/7 temptation. Your thoughts are always tempting you. So you're going to have to learn how to separate from those thoughts. Yes, the thoughts will begin to still eventually, to still and quiet down. Yes, they will. And those voices will go away if you learn to find the light from your Creator again inside. But in the beginning, yes, the thought, your thoughts will still race and you'll still have all these thoughts going on and imaginings, vain imaginings. Just learn to separate from them and observe them without being lost in them. It's like watching a movie. You know how there's a difference between being lost in the movie or sitting in your movie chair and looking around and seeing other people there eating popcorn and suddenly you're not lost in the movie anymore. Well, that's what you need to do. You need to learn to separate from your thoughts so your soul can become still. The thoughts can race by like a stream flowing by. Okay, let them race by. Let the thoughts race by and the voices will say whatever they say. Okay, so let them say it. It's like having a TV on at the other side of the room and there's a whole bunch of talking and stuff going on, but you're just not really paying attention to it. It goes in one ear and out the other. See, your thoughts, those foolish and silly and tempting and confusing thoughts, let them just pass by in the same way. Just watch them pass. But in order to do that, you need a little help. You need a little help. You need to refind your calm center of dignity. You need to refind your Creator's quiet light within. And that's the whole purpose of the meditation. So all I'm trying to do is to wake you up. You can wake up and see that you're missing the boat. You're making mistakes. You're following the wrong advice. You're not living properly. Just see it, but don't overreact to what you see. And realize that you do need help from your Creator, see? And that you're going to find Him within. You're not going to find Him in a building or a book or out there, and you don't need a middleman between you and your Creator. So then now you can get the meditation that I have, practice it, learn to become still. Find God within. See, He doesn't talk to you. See, there was a funny story about a man who had some mental issues, and he was always hearing voices, and
And he looked terrible. He was all a big mess. And one day somebody saw him, and he was all dressed up in a business suit and looked real nice and going to work. And they said, "Hey, what happened?" He said, "Well, I'm okay now." And they said, "What happened?" He said, "Well, I found God." And they said, "You found God? Well, that's great. How do you know that it's God?" He said, "He's the only one that doesn't talk to me." I really like that a lot, because there's a lot of truth in it. See, God rarely talks to us. He shines his light upon things. You know, when you were a little kid, and you were a little tiny kid, you could have been 3 years old, you saw some injustice. You saw someone being unfair. You just saw it. You saw it. No one had to teach you. You just saw it. You must learn like a little child again. Go through life as an observer. Just observe people. Don't hate them anymore. And get close to the inner light from your Creator. My name is Roland.
Most of us react emotionally to pressure. It's not so much the pressure that hurts us, but our emotional reaction. If you would like to learn the secret of remaining calm in the face of pressure, listen to a free introductory version of the meditation exercise at www.commonsensecounseling.org. While you're there, listen to my latest on relationships. It's all in the free download section. That's commonsensecounseling.org.
We've reached the end of our little program here. Listen to it again. You can hear it at the radio station or at my archives. Visit my website and get the meditation, would you please? The introductory meditation is free. I have a new free 5-minute meditation stress fix. Free, free, free. Give them a try, would you please? It could make a world of difference. Until next time, Lord willing, and a creek don't rise. We'll see you then. Bye-bye.
Listening to Roland Trujillo from the Center for Common Sense Counseling. Now you can listen to Roland anytime by logging on to www.commonsensecounseling.org. You'll find lots of free helpful information, and you can also order materials or make a donation by using your credit card. Once again, the web address is commonsensecounseling.org. Please remember that Roland's program is listener supported. Thank you.